Hi everyone, welcome to lecture 5 of OpenRefine. In today's lesson, we will have a look at clustering. We ended the previous lecture with faceting the scientific name column. Please make sure that you have this facet on your screen. If you don't have this facet at the moment, please have a look at the previous lecture on how to perform the facet. In OpenRefine, clustering means finding groups of different values that might be alternative representations of the same thing. So if we have a look at the facet, amphis visible in your water, and the second entry as well, it seems to be the same thing. But at the moment, OpenRefine is treating them as two separate entries. And we can see the first two entries have this leading white space. But if you have a careful look, you can see that the second one also has a trailing white space, which the first entry does not have. And a white space makes the two different values. So we as humans will probably see this as the same thing, but a computer treats white space as another character in your data. So clustering is a very powerful tool for cleaning data sets which contain misspelled or mistyped entries. OpenRefine has several clustering algorithms built in. So let's have a look. If you have this facet on the left, you can go ahead and click on the cluster button. In this pop-up window, you will see that you have an option to choose a method. There's key collision and nearest neighbor. And you can also choose the keying function. For example, fingerprint, metaphone 3, and several others. If you want to read more about the algorithms, you can click on this link here, find out more. In this case, we can see that there's one cluster at the moment. I want you to go ahead and choose the key collision method and the metaphone 3 keying function. This should identify three clusters. If you now want to merge these, you can check the box next to each cluster to say merge. And you will see to the right, there is the new cell value. By default, OpenRefine will take the value with the highest count and use that as the correct spelling. However, if you want to change the spelling, you can click in the text box and adapt it or modify the spelling until it is correct. In this case, we will leave it as is and assume that this is the correct spelling. You can now go ahead and click on Merge Selected and Recluster so that it will apply the corrections to the dataset. You can try to select different methods and keying functions again to see if any new merges are suggested. You may find that there are still improvements that can be made, but don't merge again. Just close when you're done. We will see other operations that will help us detect and correct the remaining problems. This is the end of lecture 5. In the next lecture, we will have a look at how to split a column into multiple columns.